Hi again, Pastor Dale here to give you a little more information about the Bible reading portion of our 222 initiative. And let me take this opportunity to encourage you once again to take up the challenge of this church-wide effort. It's going to be a blessing to you and to our church as a whole. Now, reading and studying the Bible is one of the absolute essentials for a follower of Jesus Christ. It is one of those indispensable fundamentals for spiritual growth. You want to draw nearer to God, you have to read His Word. God speaks to us through His Word. Joshua 1:8 says, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." Psalm 119:105 says this, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." Matthew 4:4 records Jesus' own words, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." And Jesus again in John 15:7, "If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." And finally, Colossians 3:16, Paul says there, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts." There's strong encouragement there for us to be engaged regularly in the Word of God. Now, if you're like me, you know you need more of God's Word in your life, but good intentions don't always translate into results. That's where the benefit of reading the Bible together comes in. We're far more likely to do it when we have the regular encouragement of others. This is a way for you to be encouraged to stick with it, and it's a way for you to encourage others to stick with it so that we're all blessed. And I think that's tremendously exciting. So here's how we're suggesting you do it. Choose a book of the Bible to read through. Just get together with your partner and choose a book that you will read together. 2 or 3 chapters a day is recommended, but choose an amount that is both challenging to you and achievable in a good week. A larger biblical book of 20 to 30 chapters could be read once each week, or a smaller book could be read multiple times each week. And a larger book could be divided into sections of roughly 20 chapters. The purpose is to develop a habit of repeatedly reading larger sections of the Bible every week. It's to go over it and over it until you get it and lock it in. And we're suggesting that you meet for 30 to 60 minutes each week where you're going to discuss what you've read. Now, you're going to have to keep it simple. This is not meant to be a Bible study. It's meant to be an encouragement for you to stay in the Word on a regular, ongoing basis. What you do is share some simple insights that you've gained. Like, what is the big picture of the portions that you've read? And what were a few memorable moments in that for you? And is there a verse that holds special meaning for you from your week's reading? Now, I realize this is a significant challenge for many, and I just want you to know that there is help that's available for you. There are many online tools that can be really helpful for you. One of them is our own church app, the UBC app, which you can get online free, where there's a Bible included and even a portion of it that is an audio version where you can listen rather than read. This is something you can do while you're having breakfast or while you're on your commute or as you wind down before bed. You might also look at youversion.com, youversion.com, which is a free Bible app with a free downloadable Bible, and it also has the feature of reading the Bible out loud to you. It's an easy, convenient way to let the message of Christ dwell among us richly. So here's something we can be absolutely confident about. God speaks through His Word. And when God speaks, lives change, people change. And the more we give ourselves to God's word, the more light and understanding we have in our lives. May God bless you mightily as you join us in this 222 adventure.